You are listening to a free podcast of The Majority Report with Sam Cedar. To support the show and receive nearly an hour extra material daily, become a member today at majority.fm. Resistance is futile.
The Majority Report with Sam Cedar. It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS
and Frontline.
The Majority Report with Sam Cedar.
If I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Thursday, February 2nd, 2012. My name is Sam Cedar. This is the Majority Report. We are broadcasting live in the literal, though not metaphorical, shadow of the New York Times building in the fashionable Dollar Lunch District of New York City. Today on the program, Academy Award-nominated documentary filmmaker Josh Fox just arrested yesterday in the Capitol building of the United States for attempting to videotape a public hearing held by Republicans to question the first EPA study, a study that apparently was 3 years in the making, to question the validity of that study because it found a direct correlation between hydrofracking and the poisoning of groundwater. That'll be coming up also across the country. Indiana Republicans succeed at forcing or trying to force their teachers to teach creationism in science, but they got an added bonus they didn't expect. Also, more signs that Europe is at least dawn lighting on Marblehead in terms of austerity. The Leon Panetta announces an earlier withdrawal from Afghanistan, if you're into believing those type of things. In Washington State, same-sex marriage getting much closer. We just finished taping the Josh Fox interview. He's on a train, and I wanted to make sure that we could get something that was decent. Of course, we had some audio problems. And don't whine to me about it, folks. Whine to we just do not have the resources in certain situations to do a perfect audio. So the live show today, we're going to play that audio as soon as it is done processing, and we're going to attempt to clean it up for the podcast. So you'll as you hear that, you'll enjoy it, and we'll be running that in just a moment. I literally just got off the phone with him. Meanwhile, in Indiana, the Indiana State Senate passed a bill yesterday. I guess this was on Tuesday. They voted 28-22 to adopt another one of those creationism in the schools bills, which, of course, repeatedly have been found unconstitutional. Following a 1988 Supreme Court case. But the funny thing about this bill is that at the last minute, a Democrat, Senator Vi Simpson, who I believe is one of the Indiana Senate minority leaders, stuck an amendment into the bill, which is actually Pretty funny. And it should be pretty funny to watch and see how these Indiana Republicans respond to this. At the last minute, Senate Bill 89 was amended to read, the governing body of a school corporation may offer instruction on various theories of the origin of life. In other words, you know, the bill basically says that, hey, if you're teaching science, you can also teach the science of God came down and grabbed the rib from Adam's chest and put it onto a tree stump, waved his magic wand, and turned it into a lady. Not that I'm knocking that story. It's a nice story. I'm not sure it's actually scientific. But as the creationists would say, well, you can't prove anything anyways. The amendment goes on to say the curriculum for the course must include theories from multiple religions. Ooh, the plot thickens. Which may include, but is not limited to, Christianity. Well, that's got to make those Indiana Republicans cheer. Judaism. Well, what are you going to do? They'll all go back to Israel anyways, and then Jesus will come back, hellfire, all that stuff. Islam? Hinduism? Buddhism? And Scientology.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd, lay, hoodlay, hoodlay.
So if you're in Indiana goat herd, lay, hoodlay, and you're sending your kids to school there, instead of a textbook, maybe they'll just play that John Travolta movie. What was that thing called? Battlestar Xena or Xenu or Battlestar? What was it?
Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth. John Travolta may come down and apparently... the science says that what happens is the Xenus, I think, dropped a hydrogen bomb in an earthquake or a volcano, and that's how we grew fingers. I'm not exactly sure what the science is there because I'm not a scientist. But the Republicans now have opened the door for anything to be taught as science in the science class, and pretty funny move by the Senate Democrats there in Indiana. So good luck in Indiana. Here's a little tip to anyone looking to hire any Indiana natives. Best not to hire them for any type of scientific jobs. May want to stick with more of those like service-oriented things. Hotel clerk. Something like that. Meanwhile, on the flip side, the Washington State Senate has approved a same-sex marriage bill. This passed just last night. And the state Senate apparently was the largest hurdle in Washington state to this bill. It approved on a 28-21 vote. And the state house, which has a large margin of Democrats, is expected to pass the bill soon. And the governor there, Christine Gregoire, is expected to sign it. And this particular quote from Steve Hobbs, this comes from Fox News Online, if you can believe. Steve Hobbs, a Democrat, said he had served in the Army for 20 years in combat zones with gay soldiers who were, quote, willing to take a bullet for me. Quote, how can I look them in the eye if I voted no on this bill, Hobbs asked. My favorite responses to this bill, of course, came from some of the Republican Senate lawmakers in Washington. Senator Dan Swecker had urged a no vote, saying the measure would be, quote, the best way to break up the next generation of children. That's a quote. It's the best way to break up the next generation of children. We're going to be giving away a free Majority Report mug of our new swag set if you can tell me what that means. The best way to break up the next generation of children. You can send us an email at majorityreporters@gmail.com to tell us what that means. What happens when you break up children? What's the worst way to break up children for the next generation? Another opponent, Senator Val Stevens, Republican, said in a statement, "What's next for our state?" This is a quote. "Will there be another bill next year and another the year after that until homosexuality is taught as normal and only an alternative in Washington's public schools, or some other societal tradition is discarded in the name of equality?" It's the proverbial slippery slope. Indeed. Indeed. So there you have it. Washington State hopefully on track to get marriage equality and join the rest of us in this country who have entered into, well, let's face it, the 20th century, never mind the 21st century. And meanwhile, just to fill out the troika here, in Alabama, an Alabama state senator is against raising the pay of teachers. Alabama is a strange state in the way they pay teachers. Starting salaries are actually highest in the nation, I believe, very close, if not, in Alabama. But the longer you stay, the more it lags in terms of pay raises. And Alabama State Senator Shadrick McGill said that increasing teacher pay is against a biblical principle because it might attract people who otherwise wouldn't do the job. Teachers need to make the money that they need to make, McGill said, this is according to the Times Journal. If you double a teacher's pay scale, you'll attract people who aren't called to teach. Are they talking about doubling teachers' pay? I don't think so. You'll attract people who aren't called to teach, and these teachers that are called to teach, regardless of the pay scale, they would teach. It's just in them to do. It's the ability that God gave them. So on one hand, you have Republicans who are saying that teachers are already there teaching just to suck off the system. They live like millionaires, just without the millions. And on the other hand, they're saying, well, we can't raise the pay because then we'll start getting people who are just there for the money. And obviously, anybody who would say this has no idea what it's like to teach because it's an extremely difficult job, aside from it being a really important job. National average starting salary for a teacher is $39,000. And many have argued that it should be close to double that. But the Bible tells us we can't do that, so what are you going to do? All right, we're going to take a break for a minute, and when we come back, will we have the interview?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. We will have the interview with Josh Fox. The sound quality will be a little bit dubious, but nevertheless, an important interview. We'll be right back after this. Every day I get up and pray to John, and he increases the number of clocks by exactly one. Everybody's coming home for lunch these days. We are back. Sam Seder on the Majority Report. And now here is that interview with Josh Fox. Okay, on the phone, it is a pleasure to welcome back to this program Josh Fox, the documentary filmmaker of the Academy Award-nominated documentary Gasland. He was last on this program, I guess it was over a year ago, to talk about that film. He's been in the news today, but let's just start with this. Josh, you're making a sequel to Gasland, is that right?
That's right. We are making Gasland 2 now, and very close to the end of that process. So you can look forward to that, I think, probably over the summer.
And you are heading back as we speak on a train from Washington, D.C. You were shooting that film, or I guess I should say attempting to shoot parts of that film yesterday at Capitol Hill. Tell me what happened.
Well, what happened was I was attending a public hearing in the House of Representatives of the Subcommittee on Energy and Environment to the Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. And they were, there was a hearing there on results from, this is a very unusual hearing, and I want to get into why this was happening. That House committee was questioning EPA's 3.5-year meticulous scientific groundwater study in Pavilion, Wyoming, which is a small town, but very significant. If you remember from the film Gasland, John Fenton, Lewis Meeks, Jeff Locker, these amazing cowboys out there who are so articulate and so have so much integrity. Those guys got EPA to come out and test their groundwater. They found 50 times the level of benzene in the groundwater that's safe for humans. Well, now, no amount of benzene is safe for humans, but they found 50 times the public health standard and numerous other chemicals, and this was the first time in the sort of modern present era of fracking that EPA has actually said in their conclusion fracking is the likely cause. So this is an extremely significant moment in this whole debate about fracking, and it's confirming what those residents knew to be true of the change in their groundwater. Their water was flammable, it had chemicals in it, they could burn plastic off the surface of it. Crazy stuff. So the Republicans in the House decided to have a hearing where they loaded up the panel with gas industry lobbyists to attack the EPA. I wanted to tape this public hearing, and we taped lots and lots, 100 public hearings probably in the last 3.5 years, and a few in Congress. And there's a procedure whereby you basically tell the committee we'd like to come and if there's not a lot of, you know, there's very few reasons why they can reasonably turn you down. But we were getting flack and flack and getting flack, and this is the second or third time this has happened since Republicans have taken power that we've been obstructed in our rights to tape a hearing as members of the media. There are special Hill credentials, which are for Hill reporters. We don't have those. We don't live in Washington, D.C. We're not there all the time. It's a procedure to get those, but we usually can appeal to the committee, and they say, fine. In this case, and in one of this case involving the Republicans, we were denied, and in this time, this is such a personal issue. We've been covering these families and this case and EPA so personally for 3.5 years. We were not going to be shut out of this hearing.
And Josh, let me stop you for 1 second. What was the reason given to deny you permission to tape this public meeting? I mean, it's not like, I mean, look, you're an Academy Award nominated filmmaker. There is, you know, obviously it's not like, oh, we don't know that you're really, you're a real professional or that you know what you're doing. You can't argue that. Right. It can't be a sort of a status question.
But that's not the, right.
It's a public forum.
Exactly.
What was the reason they gave you, as to why you weren't allowed to tape it?
Yeah, basically because we say so. Listen, this is a violation of the First Amendment. Public speech is public speech. Anyone who declares themselves to be a journalist, they don't have to be Oscar nominated or anything like that, a journalist. And what the First Amendment says is Congress shall make no law which infringes upon the freedom of the press. And that's part of it. It's about free speech as well in public assembly, but Congress shall make no law which infringes on freedom of the press. That means no subcommittee or House committee rule can supersede the Constitution, the Bill of Rights of the United States. It means I am there as a, within my rights as an American journalist and as an American citizen to be able to tape their public hearing. No matter what rule or regulation they might say, well, within the discretion of the chair, that's in our House rules. Or, no, you need to be one of these special Hill-credentialed journalists to be able to do this. That's in the House rules. Those rules are subordinate to the Constitution of the United States. And that's what I believed walking into the room that day. Now, let me just make it really clear, though, that we went through the channels. We went through the proper channels. We contacted the committee chair, Representative Andy Harris from Maryland, who has been, I can't talk about his position, but Representative Harris, Republican from Maryland, the chair. We got in contact with his office after a whole day of rigmarole with the House committee staff, emails back and forth, trying to hire a credentialed crew to go in there and do it for us. And we got in touch with his staff. They said, we'll get back to you right away. By the time we had to leave New York on 4 o'clock in the morning to get to D.C. on time, there was no word from Andy's office, no word from Rep. Harris's office. So we showed up. And when they tried at first to bar us, they said, well, we made a special appeal to the chair, and we haven't heard back. So meanwhile, I'm setting up my tripod and recording the proceedings, and these cops are coming and saying, you can't do this, you can't do this. I said, well, I believe I can do this, actually. It's protected under the First Amendment, and we've made an appeal to the chair, and we're waiting for a response. Meanwhile, here we have every single congressional staffer on the other side of the aisle with their iPhones out.
Oh, well, yes.
Recording what's happening.
Of course, I've seen the video of you getting arrested.
Amazing.
So you know,
the video came from congressional staffers. That was not our video.
Right.
You've got
Why can't those people be arrested?
Amazing.
Why aren't those people
so
being arrested?
Well, obviously, the rules don't pertain to them.
Well, look.
You know,
I mean,
no one is exempt from the Constitution. No congressman, no president, no one in the United States government can say that we're above the Constitution. And the way that Republican, and what happened was, the people who were taping actually were very sympathetic. These were the Democratic staffers.
Right.
And they were all standing there going, I cannot believe this is happening. And I just said to myself, all right, you know, you want to do this, you want to take me out of your handcuffs. I don't think this is going to work out very well for you guys. But go ahead, you know. And sure enough, this was something that exposed the ugliness of their attack on science and the ugliness of their attack on journalism. And they're bullying and intimidation tactics.
Well, I mean, and, the bottom line is that they obviously they're sending out the message that when we're attacking this thorough 3-year study by the EPA, we have everything in the world to hide from the public. Otherwise, they would not have gone to the length to arrest you to get your camera out of that hearing room. And, you know, this is also coming at a time, as I'm sure you're aware, that there is a new report that was just released last week that said that from the Energy Information Administration that says the amount of natural gas that is supposed to save our entire economy in this country, despite the implications for what it's doing for groundwater and apparently maybe earthquakes, et cetera, there's not nearly as much as there was thought to be just 1 year ago.
Yeah, you know, these things change all the time, and the reason why is because the gas industry lies, and then the USGS, or I guess it was Energy Information Administration, checks up on their stats, and they go, well, no, this isn't true. What you got here is something that is essentially not worth it. This is the gas industry gaming our legal system, gaming our economic system, bait and switch at somebody's front door, lying, saying you're going to get this much money if you sign up for this gas lease. When you do that, you basically turned your property over to them. And that, you know, they'll offer you a certain signing bonus and the promise of royalties, the promise of riches, and you have publicized on CBS, 60 Minutes, Shillionaires. Well, that's very, very rare. For the most part, people don't make the money that they're promised, and their property is decimated. And when you're talking about 50% of New York State, 65% of Pennsylvania, half of Ohio, all of West Virginia, big sections in Texas, Wyoming, Colorado, in 34 states, and I invite people to go to GaslandTheMovie.com and see the map that's there. That details where this is going on. 34 states. This is a massive drilling campaign, onshore drilling campaign, contaminating groundwater. The industry itself, in their own private documents, admits that 40% of their wells have integrity issues. Well casings are breaking, they decay, they erode. Chemicals and drilling fluids and gas itself and other volatile organic compounds are getting into groundwater, 40% of the wells. That means everywhere this industry goes, you're going to have problems. You never put in one well. You put in 100. If you've got 40% of them having potential problems, you've got every area that they're going into that is going to be facing this contamination problem. And why? So they can make some money. So this gas industry can continue to keep our civilization addicted to fossil fuels. This goes hand in hand with certain proposals to change our electricity generation to natural gas, to change our car and truck fleet to natural gas. And, you know, what we should be doing is going in the direction of renewable energy, sustainable economics, sustainable agriculture. That is the future of our world if we can get these guys and their bullying, intimidation tactics out of the way. And we need to get them out of Congress, and we need to get them out of our backyard. And frankly, when we were told we couldn't go into Congress and tape a public hearing, it was enough was enough. I really didn't think I was going to go down and get arrested, because I was prepared for it, though, I have to say. I mean, because that is what we've come to expect from these type of people and their defenders in Congress, that they will intimidate, they will bully, they will threaten with arrest, they will run ads against you, smear campaigns against you, challenge your facts, take you to court. I mean, every single thing that a powerful corporation can do, they are doing to try to get that gas and get their profit margin at a time when you're seeing oil and gas profits in the billions and Americans in the trillions, the highest ever, and Americans hurting more than ever before. It is truly appalling. These Republicans who are making excuses, and the Democrats, by the way, who are making excuses for them, need to be called out on that.
Well, I mean, look, we've seen these companies. They are on audio tape at conferences saying that they hire former PSYOPs from the military personnel. They use PSYOPs to go into a community, to divide a community, to essentially attack all those people who want to get the truth out. I mean, if people have the opportunity to make an informed decision about whether or not they're going to lease their property or they want to open their community to these companies to put this type of poison into their groundwater, these companies are doing everything in their power to prevent an informed decision. And what we saw yesterday with you getting arrested for setting up a small tripod with a video camera, I think says it all in that situation. And I should also add, add too at this point, that, you know, they've gone as far, if you hashtag Gasland on Twitter, they have flooded Twitter with their Gasland hashtag because they don't want people to get to your movie to find out the information. They're going to have a problem with this interview because we've got a Twitter edge where this will be sitting on top of that hashtag for quite a while.
They do all this stuff. They bought my name on Google, and they bought the name of the film. If you Google search Gasland or you Google search my name, first thing you will come up with is a sponsored link of their smear campaign against the film. And it is, you know, this is the kind of information obstruction that they are so good at, and they're willing to spend millions. You know, they've spent a couple $100 million on the campaign against the film that was shot for $25,000. You know, I have a mind to start distributing flip cams and video cameras and stuff. We've got to get citizen reporters out there, going to all these hearings, swarming these things, saying, no, we are the press. We are the media. We have YouTube. We have new ways of reporting on what's going on in this world today. You don't want transparency. You want to do all this stuff behind closed doors. You want to literally bury your secrets in the ground. You're not going to be allowed to do this anymore. And what we're seeing is an outrage of citizens and people coming together like, I've never seen this before. This is amazing. Throughout upstate New York, you've got a network that's spread across that state of hundreds of grassroots organizations all aligned to stop fracking in New York. You've got an international problem here that is being addressed by an international movement, and it is a remarkable thing to witness. I guess I was a little bit naive. I thought, all right, well, they're kicking me out of yet one more place, and here I go in handcuffs and whatever. And then all of a sudden, to be at the front on the Huffington Post, we knocked Mitt Romney off the top of the Huffington Post. But this is amazing.
Well, I mean, people have to realize that if this industry has the ability to get you arrested at a public hearing in Congress, what kind of power do they have in every hearing that takes place on a county level, on a municipal level, on a state level, in all of these states when they're dealing with state officials who are supposed to be regulating and paying attention to the work that they're doing? I mean, this is an example of their power, and it's only that much more magnified on a local level.
Well, let me just say this to documentary filmmakers and reporters and citizens. Do not be intimidated. You know, I mean, I went to jail. I went to jail for 3 hours, and this case will be thrown out. We may do something legally counter. We have to protect our civil liberties here. And if your First Amendment rights are threatened, you have to go exercise them. And that's the only way that you keep them. Because if we had said, oh, they don't want us, it's obstructing, we're not going to show up, everything, and that would have been capitulating to them taking away our First Amendment rights. And so in these situations, I think we have to be bold. And I've gotten a lot of support from people, especially within the documentary community over the last couple of days. And I think that you're going to hear from the independent documentary community and the IDA, the Independent Documentary Association, on this matter further. Because we will not be locked out of Congress. You know, so many Americans, so many people around the world get their news from independent documentary. We are not beholden to corporate interests. We are not beholden to advertising dollars. We are not like the mainstream media in that subtle dance between who's paying for the news and who's reporting it. We are allowed to do what we need to do. And get the word out through our own channels. And that is something that needs to be preserved and fought for and respected by Congress. And also, you know, so that may mean that we have to come and make a special notice out of this case and of this chairman, Representative Andy Harris of Maryland, who decided to put the cuffs on me. I mean, that is big. I mean, how do you, as a congressman, order the arrest of a filmmaker? This is what country we're living in.
Well, Josh Fox, the website is gaslandthemovie.com. I hope we obviously will hear more about this as it goes on, and I hope folks will take the opportunity to spread the word. And, if you haven't seen Gasland yet, there's plenty of opportunities through gaslandthemovie.com for you to set up screenings and do more than that, right?
It's available. Yeah, well, it's available on Amazon. It's available on iTunes for download. You can rent it on Amazon for $4. It's very easy to obtain. It's on. You can get it through Netflix. Look out for Gasland 2 coming at some point this summer. And I'm sure that yesterday's little shoot will be featured. Probably in the film, so you'll get more detail of what happened there.
All right. Well, Josh, hope to talk to you then, and I appreciate the work you're doing, and thanks for taking the time with us.
Bye. Thank you for having me on so much.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That is the program for tonight. We scooped just about everybody with that. Just not Democracy Now. But, I mean, are we really going to scoop Democracy Now? At least with that interview. Folks, your support can buy us things like audio equipment and better audio equipment. And then the other equipment. You can become a member at majority.fm. Stick around for the better half of the program today.
You can also support the show by going to our site at majority.fm and clicking support this show. It gives you all sorts of ways to support this show. You buy crap on Amazon, you can buy it through our link. You'll notice no difference. But we'll be able to get connectors and little audio doodads that help. You can also buy coffee at justcoffee.coop. Use the coupon code MAJORITY in the coupon box. Get 10% off coffee, tea, chocolate, fair trade. Give us a review on iTunes. Come on, folks. Just take a moment. It helps the show. It spreads the word. We also got merch. All right, you want to IM me during the better half of the program, you can do so at Majority FM. You want to call me, 646-257-3920, or Majority Live on Skype. We'll be right back.